So good afternoon, it's about 2 o'clock here in New York City. We're at Blog World Expo. I'm sitting with Jim from Snippies. I think that's how I say it, is that correct?
Snippies, correct.
Right, so you're the sensible one because you've got seats everybody else is standing up. If you wouldn't mind, tell me a little bit about what Snippies does.
Sure, well basically Snippies is a video production company. We have video journalists, 150 markets around the world. And clients come to us to do on-street interviews, event sizzle reels, niche videos, market research videos. And basically, what separates us from other companies is there's no travel costs involved because we already have video journalists in all these major cities. So we know where to go in the cities, how to reach certain demographics, and it seems to have worked out well for us.
Cool. So how do you rate and rank? Who does all that?
Rate and rank?
As in, like, if I came to you as a, let's say I wanted a interview in Nottingham Town Centre about changes to the road infrastructure.
Sure.
Like, how would I know that I'm getting a qualitative product in terms of one person recording an interview and another person recording an interview? Who makes that judgment?
Well, as far as that goes, we'll discuss with you prior to the shoot. We have all our video journalists are professionals, we've been around for a little over 10 years, so we're kind of established. And, you know, we'll go over the logistics, what you want to get across in the video. We'll go over all the questions that you want us to ask prior, kind of know what your desired responses are, so we're able to kind of tailor the interview towards what you want it to be, essentially. And then when we're done with the video, we'll send you a rough link via email. You look at it, you tell us what you want edited, we'll edit it down, and then we'll get to a final product, usually within 5 to 7 business days. So we kind of work on a quick turnaround basis.
Right, okay, so for something like this event, where I've come over from the UK and I'm putting stuff out live, not as good quality, obviously, because, you know, people expect edited, it takes a bit of a time to do. Are you supporting anything to do with citizen journalists at all? You know, in terms of people who might not be at that high quality yet, but they might be been unemployed for the last couple of years, they're trying to get back on the job market. Is there anything on your system for that, or is that an idea that might be useful in the future?
Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, it really depends on the market. I know for us, like in some of the harder to get markets, we're more open to who we're going to let work for us. So we do have some students that work for us that are literally in university or just got out of university. But now that we've been established and we kind of work with higher end clients, we've kind of been tailoring towards only professionals only. Not to mention, most of our projects are in the $5,000 to $10,000 range. So the clients are spending relatively good money for their projects, so they want professional.
Right.
But at the same point, we do have students that do work for us. So it's kind of mixed, but we do kind of gear towards the higher end professionals.
Okay. So who do you host all your video with? Do you have multiple CDNs or just one?
Well, actually, we don't host any of the videos. All the videos that we shoot goes directly to the client. They own the content. We just are the back end production for them.
You mentioned about the draft, and I was interested where the draft gets stored. Or is the draft?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we have tons of servers at our office. I mean, I don't know what the capacity is, but
okay.
But we literally spent like $100,000 on servers. So
wow.
It's
an expensive big deal.
Yeah.
So how long is it? So this was going for 10 years?
Yeah, we started with literally just video journalists in a couple of cities in New York. And the idea was to have every human has a voice. And, you know, we wanted that people to be heard. And, like, you know, you're essentially using the human element to validate your strategy. So when a company is doing a presentation as opposed to like a boring PowerPoint, you're bringing a consumer or a human into the boardroom to help verify your strategy, essentially.
Right, right. So people can find you at
snippies.com.
Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate it. Thanks
a lot.
Thank you
very much.